26th meeting, Circleville City Council, with a special meeting called by council members Tice, Blanton, Klitschka, Hedges. I think that covers all of it. Linda, was public notice given to a newspaper of general circulation concerning this meeting?
Yes, it was, sir.
Thank you. During this time of a declared statewide emergency, city council and the city administration are taking precautions to not assemble as a group and to practice social distancing. During this period, the Ohio Attorney General has granted city and county governments the option to meet and vote via teleconference as long as the public can hear deliberations. This is being accomplished tonight via channel 1021 on Spectrum's digital TV service. In addition, the public can call this phone number if they have questions concerning tonight's meeting, and we will do our best to relay those questions to council. The phone number is 740-477-2393, and our cable TV director, Sid Lamy, will also post this number periodically on the screen. With that said, we will dispense with our normal agenda since this is a special meeting to discuss only the sale of a Circleville Police Department canine, and I'll let Councilperson Hedges, I'm sorry, let's do roll call first, Mrs. Jansen.
Okay. Blanton?
Here.
Brady?
Absent.
Howland?
Here.
Hedges?
Here.
Keller?
Here.
Klitschka?
Here.
Tice?
Here.
Okay. Thank
David,
you.
David, before you start, I'd like to just declare that I have the safety director and the police chief with me.
Perfect. That's great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Councilperson Hedges, you worked today to bring this meeting together. I'll let you open up the meeting.
I appreciate that, President Crawford. So I think it's important that we note, since we last met, two important things have happened. The first being that council received what was referred to as, quote, an authorized offer. Between receiving that offer and today, we have been told from a representative speaking on the behalf of the Morning Stars that that offer was given with no authority from them. So I am disregarding the details of that entire offer. The second thing that happened is we also found out since then that the training facility is now able to retain a new dog and train a dog with a handler that we already have on the Circleville Police Department's force in a 6 to 8 week time frame. That's obviously much sooner than we were previously told with a fall or winter date. It's still not as soon as we could retain if we kept Harry, but it's much more reasonable. In that same regard, we have word from Sheriff Radcliffe and that he will be able to make a Pickaway County Sheriff's Office canine available should we need it, both proactively and reactively. One other thing to note in regard to the training facility is that we received a quote from them to us for $13,000. That does include the purchase price of a new dog, but also includes of that $13,000, $1,000 that is charged to train a certified handler. It is important that we note that the $1,000 would be incurred from the city no matter what, as that would have to be, you know, whether it was a new handler or Harry, we would have to pay that $1,000. So I think those important things have brought us kind of here today, as the major concerns that were brought up from council members on Tuesday when we met, was the time frame to receive the dog so that we could put a dog back on the street, and then obviously the out-of-pocket expenses that would otherwise not have been incurred by selling Harry. So I think in light of that, that's kind of brought us to where we are today, and I think where it makes it reasonable for us to take that $13,000 cost and subtract the $1,000 that we would incur no matter what, and kind of lands us at a portion of $12,000. That covers a large portion of the out-of-pocket expenses that we would have to purchase a new dog, and then obviously enables the dog to be reunited with the Morning Stars and also fulfills the obligation of the contract.
Okay. Thank you. And council does have in front of it a draft piece of legislation that would allow this transition to occur. And the law director, Mr. Gary Kenworthy, is on the line with us if anyone has any questions about that. Are there any questions?
This is Michelle. I just had a couple questions about some of the language. You know, in the title, it says for the sale of drug canine Harry to the Board of Commissioners. It speaks directly to the sale of Harry. Is there a way to change that to where it's just the purchase of a new dog, give the Director of Public Safety the ability to purchase a new dog, and then an agreement be drafted that has all of the details of what would be required to make that happen?
Mr. Kenworthy?
Is that a question for me, Michelle, or is that, I mean, I'm not sure. My understanding was that the transaction involves us selling the dog, in this case Harry, to the Sheriff's Department, and then we would in turn use the funds from that to purchase a new animal at that point.
Okay, it was just a question. I didn't know if anybody else had any thoughts regarding that. I know there were some other questions about the specific cost and the verbiage of not less than $12,000. So I just wanted to bring that up. If the verbiage could be changed and we amended this ordinance, if we needed to do that.
And you can. I mean, this is just a draft. I believe council will need to call a special meeting for next Tuesday to approve any action they take tonight. We can't take action tonight officially after only seeing the legislation for the first time, but you could amend it.
Mr. President, this is Jeff Halliman, First Ward. I can understand what Michelle's saying just because the ordinance is not extensively detailed as to, there's nothing about the price, there's nothing about the timing of, you know, how things go through, so I guess I'm trying to understand the same thing, and I don't know if that's a question for you or not, Gary. Do we go put those specifics in now, or again, do we have
the
ordinance to pass?
I think there's an agreement at some point that's going to accompany the ordinance once an agreement is reached, I guess, on those terms.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you.
As of right now, I don't know what those terms are because I haven't been advised of what they are.
This is Michelle Blanton. So again, just like Tuesday night's ordinance, we would have to have another meeting where that ordinance and the agreement is approved. This does not say that we are necessarily selling the dog. This is authorizing someone to draft an agreement that could potentially be declined.
Correct. I believe that's correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Now, this is Tom Plitzke. One thing on this, though, too, I mean, obviously being a dog pet family that we are and so on, we understand where the Morningstars are coming from and so on and others. I guess as far as with the county and Sheriff Radcliffe and his team is the availability in the meantime, you know, until we get, say, a new, canine unit on site on City A itself, is the availability. We obviously have a drug problem here in the community. Certainly 9 folks being busted the other day is enough to say, hey, we've got a big problem. So spell that. So will it be spelled out in the agreement? Obviously it's not there in the proposed ordinance. But will it give us that allowance that not only when we need them, you know, I mean, is there a time frame? How many hours per week? We'll go into that. Will they be on call? Because we obviously cannot be without, you know, a drug sniffing dog in this community, at least this time, in light of what has been happening recently.
A councilperson Hedges, in her statement, said that the sheriff would provide a dog proactively. Can you define that, councilperson Hedges?
Sure, thank you. Councilperson Klitska, that was obviously a large concern of mine as well. And so in talking with Sheriff Radcliffe, he assured us that in the 6 to 8 week period that we would be potentially without a new dog, that he would make their dogs available to us, and that all we needed to do was call for any sort of reactive situation. And for a proactive situation, he said that they would absolutely make sure that there was a dog on the streets in Circleville. I do think it's important to remember, though, that with Harry or without Harry, the Circleville Police Department only has one drug dog that only runs, obviously, one shift. So I don't think it's realistic to say that there would be a drug dog on the streets every day, every shift. But they do have three dogs currently that services not just, you know, Circleville, but would also service Asheville and other places. So I think it's potential that, you know, they would be doing other things. I don't know that they would be willing to commit to like an hourly commitment, but he did give me his word that all we would have to do is ask, and that he would make a presence in the city with the dog, knowing the concerns that we have with the drug epidemic in Circleville.
All right. Very good. Thanks, Katie.
David, this is Barry Keller. In my conversation with the sheriff as well, he reassured me that the canine unit would be available. He's aware of our situation. Being the sheriff of our city in the Pickaway County, he's making his services available. I believe that another unique part of this is Harry is and his handler are city residents. It's not like the dogs in Lancaster or Fairfield County or Fayette County. It is a city resident, so a response time should be faster than normal if we wait for canine units to come from another department or agency outside the county. So I think, again, in the time frame it'll take to get a new canine unit trained with our own handler, the situation of having the sheriff's department's canine units available to us hopefully will work until our new dog is ready to go.
And President Crawford, Councilperson Hedges, just one follow-up to what Councilperson Keller said. The only, just one clarification, which is minor. When I had last spoken to the sheriff, he, while it is the intent to make Deputy Morningstar canine handler for the sheriff, he was unclear if they would have to go through a certain certification or if that certification would transfer. So he just was very clear with me. It may not be specifically Harry and Deputy Morningstar that was on the street, but that, you know, that their intent was obviously to assist with the other dogs as well. Just one small point of clarification.
Any additional questions? Just to be clear, now the sheriff's department would not pay, they would pay this $12,000 through the county commissioners, but I believe they would be only the conduit. This is the price we are setting for the Morningstar family. Is that correct?
This is Jeff Hallman. David, I did misspeak earlier. That amount is in the ordinance that we're looking at. And I just wanted to say, I wanted to thank Councilperson Hedges for putting all this together, because there are actual details behind it. And this, to me, meets the criteria we were looking for. We were looking for speed, so the citizens of Circleville would not have any lapse in that coverage. We're also looking at, because finances are a concern, we're looking at, you know, covering the cost so that the city would not be paying extra for a new dog. And I just like what everybody's done to put this together.
So I'll go back to my question. So we are asking the Morningstar family to pay this, just for transparency, correct?
President Crawford, Councilperson Hedges, I would say that I disagree with that statement, just from the standpoint that we are saying that to appease the issues that had on Tuesday, which were, again, the cost and the availability of a dog, that we feel as though the value to replace that dog is $12,000. That's what we need to replace a dog to get it back on the streets of Circleville. And again, that's less than 1,000. So I'm not sure. I would specifically say I'm comfortable saying that's what we're, quote, charging the Morningstars. That's what we're, you know, what I think we're saying we need to replace a dog. As a result of that, of course, the Morningstars would get Harry back, which is, I think, you know, again, the effort that everyone's trying to make here it happen for them.
Go ahead, Tom.
One thing, too, is that with, you know, Harry, say, going forward, and we all say, hey, this is a good thing, and everyone agrees, whatnot, too, is there an expectation of additional funds that we will have to pay if we do utilize the county's canine?
No, I don't know. We are part of the county, and I don't think that will ever come into play.
Okay. So that, you know, if they're gonna,
if anyone knows anything different, let me know.
Councilperson Hedges, again, when I spoke with Sheriff Radcliffe, he reiterated, you know, he's not just the sheriff of Pickaway County, but that includes Circleville as well. So no, there would, my impression is there would be no additional charges for that service.
Okay. Thank you.
As we put the, as we put the agreement together, I think it's important to identify who owns the dog. If it goes to the Morningstars, I think it has to be in the agreement, or if it goes to the sheriff, it has to be in the agreement. What I'm seeing here is this ordinance is authorizing the police to enter into an agreement with the county commissioners and the sheriff. So somehow we have to, if it's going to go to the Morningstars, and I have no problem with that, I'm just saying it has to be clarified where who's buying the dog and where it's going, not only in the ordinance, but probably in the agreement.
That was a question that I had also. This is Michelle Blanton. I had the question of whether we were saying that the dog was being purchased to be at service in the sheriff's department or as a family pet.
This is
there again, I think it gets back to the same issue. I don't think we can sell this dog directly to the Morningstars by statute as property of the city. But
and so
this is basically a way to kind of ease those restrictions by doing an inter-county type of transaction between the city and the county, which is seems to be permissible by statute. Sheriff's Department wants to, at that point, give the dog to the Morningstars or whatever, then that's between the county and the Morningstars at that point.
The title of the ordinance specifically says an agreement for the sale of the drug canine Harry to the Board of Commissioners of Pickaway County to be used by the Pickaway County Sheriff's Department. I think that's pretty clear.
Thank you.
Mr. Kenworthy, are we, by that title, are we then putting the burden on the sheriff's department to collect the money from the Morningstars?
I think any funds, my understanding, any funds are going to have to come through the sheriff vis-a-vis the county commissioners if it's going to be an intergovernmental type of transaction.
And Councilperson Hedges, again, I mean, I think it is absolutely the intent of the sheriff's department to make sure that the dog would be available for the Morningstars, and then also to make Deputy Morningstar a canine handler with them to give them a total of four dogs. So I don't think that's that question.
Any additional questions or comments before there's a motion made to maybe forward this on to another special meeting next week? At which time the loan director should have an agreement drawn up with some details.
This is Michelle. I would just like to say that in the future, when we're talking about these kinds of things, if we could have a small group identified to have these conversations so that information comes in through a single source rather than five or six different sources, I think that would be very beneficial for this group. So that all of the information that everyone is receiving is accurate and complete. I think Katie has done a fabulous job having conversations with the different entities, you know, day after day. And I found that personally to be very helpful. I just want to say that to, as having been on a smaller group that has worked within council, that makes it so much easier to get information filtered through to specific people, and also for people to know that there are specific people that they're answering to, that they're providing answers to, so that they don't have five or six different people asking them information and then that information being interpreted incorrectly, and then we have to go back and ask questions again.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't agree with that statement more.
Certainly our citizens need to be able to approach any of the council members with questions.
And I don't think that that's what she was saying, that shouldn't happen. I think the idea is that it would be funneled to one person so that replicated work is not transpiring.
This is Sean. I have one question, just maybe give us some guidance. After the Tuesday vote, the following morning we contacted Shallow Creek and we sent the new handler down there. So he's been training with Harry now. So we have some money invested in that. Should we go ahead and recall him back and stop his training probably with Harry then?
I have a quick question. This is Councilperson Hedges. Sean, do you know if it would be possible if this motion were to pass tonight and that, therefore, in theory, taking Harry to the Sheriff's Department, do you think it would be possible for the officer who's already there on site to begin working with another dog as part of that class? And I don't know that answer. I don't know if that's something that only Shallow Creek could answer, but perhaps instead of pulling him back, we could just kind of see if it's possible to shift gears since he is already there and those costs already haven't been incurred.
Yeah, I could ask when I talked to John at Shallow Creek yesterday. He told me that he would not have any dogs available for a seasoned handler for, he said, the way he explained it to me is they have a class going on right now with 30 people, one left, at least at a 29. These dogs here are green dogs, but in a matter of, 4 to 6 weeks, they won't be green dogs and would be available then. So from what he said, there isn't going to be anything right now. But, you know, the one thing we were trying to prevent was that delay. That's why we, the day after Tuesday, we got him down there because he's on track now to be done next week and be back with us. So, you know, I don't know on those answers. I mean, pretty much each time we've talked to him, they've kind of, I think maybe they might be getting frustrated because we kind of keep asking the same thing over and over again and they keep giving us the same answers.
I tell you what could help the administration. If this passes tonight, that would give us the directions of what to do with that handler. We would bring him back. So it's kind of important that you make some sort of a decision tonight whether you're going to pass this or not, so we can do something with that handler and bring that officer back. But that's certainly up to you guys what you want to do with this ordinance.
Mrs. Spangler, are you still on the call, City Auditor?
Council President Crawford, I was just getting ready to come into the conversation. Okay. If this agreement is agreed upon with the law director and the sheriff, and they agree to pay the city $12,000, I think Finance Chair Keller can reiterate this, that we are planning a housekeeping ordinance for the end of April. The value of the $12,000 could be added to that housekeeping ordinance and reappropriated in the police department's budget to allow them for the training for this new canine.
Hey, Gail, would that be available now? Because in order to hold the dog, we would have to pay them immediately.
Chief Bear, I think you probably have enough money in your training line to probably cover it right now, and then just reimburse it when it comes in at the housekeeping ordinance at the end of the month. It would be passed, if the housekeeping ordinance happens at the end of April, which is what I think Finance Chair is looking at, but we could probably push it even quicker than that if we needed to. You would, as soon as the money comes in, then it would be reappropriated to your account. But I think right now you probably have enough in your training budget to probably cover it in the short term.
Okay.
And then just reimburse it.
Well, I know if we're buying a non-green dog, it would be $13,000, and then obviously there's some other costs and stuff, but that puts us right in there.
As long as you're reimbursed.
And then we would already have to pay
since he's already been down there, we're going to have to pay for some of the training he's already done with Harry, but I don't know what that'll end up being.
Sean, this is Barry Keller. As Gail mentioned, her and I talked about this today on how we can get the money appropriated so you can use it to take care of the needs of the new dog and your other training requirements.
All right, I'll talk to the sheriff because we have some things planned. That's why we're trying to move so quick with the dog. That'll require in the month of April for us to have a dog probably 20 to maybe 28 hours a week. So I'll talk to him and see if he can basically just assign his dog to us during those times.
Mr. Spencer, I got back to the cost of the dog. I understand council's rationale. They're trying to come up with a figure that would make the city whole in purchasing of a new green dog. However, what is the city's formula for figuring out the value of this canine Harry, and how much is that prorated cost? If we were to sell that dog without all of this other considerations, how much should that dog cost the Morningstar family?
David, this is Sean. I don't know if this helps at all, but Shallow Creek told me that if they were going to sell Harry themselves, they would value him around $13,000.
The cost of the new dog.
Yeah, they said, well, he's almost a new dog is why. They said he's still got several years on. He's young, and that's what they said. If they were going to sell him, that's what they would price him at.
Okay.
Council President Crawford, this is Auditor Spangler. Under the contract that Morningstar signed, and which is also part of the collective bargaining agreement, it says that the cost of the canine was $14,000. And if that officer leaves on or before the five-year mark, that he's responsible to pay that money back based on a prorated basis on the time, how much time the dog was used or the canine was used. For that calculation, which I think I have given to all council members, it works out to be roughly around $7,800.
Can the law director make an agreement? Did you say this is part of the contract?
It's part of the dollar amount, $14,000, is in the contract, which I think everyone should have a copy of.
President Crawford, could I share one additional thing?
Sure.
I emailed this afternoon a email to Gary Kenworthy as our city law director, and I asked him, as it was brought up by another council person, does Officer Morningstar owe the remainder of his contract regardless of whether or not he retains Harry? So if he doesn't get Harry, does he still owe the amount to fulfill his contract? What I got back verbatim says that would be my understanding since he left employment with the city within 36 months of his training for serving as a dog to handler. So again, I just want to reiterate, this isn't about the value of the dog. It's a meaning the value of specifically Harry. It's the value of having a dog for the city. That's where we got that. That's where I think where that $12,000 is coming from.
So we owe money then. Is that what you're saying?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that? I didn't hear you.
So we are owed money?
I mean, I just read to you simply what I asked in the response from the law director.
Can you elaborate on that, Mr. Kenworthy?
Well, it's in what I know, because I was the one that drafted the collective bargaining agreement the understanding that they refund the money, but I think that's been around for a while from prior handlers that they would have to pay a prorated part based on when they would leave, based on when they came. Now, whether it's 36 or 60 months, Gabe could probably tell you better than I could on that part of it. But my understanding is that if they leave early, then they have to pay a proration of the cost of the animal and the training. So in this case, since he left early, technically he would be required to pay those funds to the city at that point.
This is Auditor Spangler, and it is 60 months, it's 5 years. And it's the same contract we've been using since 1996.
And so, Councilperson Hedges, so just to be clear, the $12,000 is including that total that's owed. It's not in addition to that. So it's the remainder of the contract and then the $4,500 or whatever, so that we have the funds to replace the dog and get a dog back on the streets as soon as possible. No one wants them to pay more than you know, is reasonable and is fair, and that's where that number came from.
Gail, can you mention or speak on behalf of the other canine units the city has had in the PD? Did all the other canine units end up with their handlers?
To my knowledge, yes. We've had some that canine units have left early, and some that, you know, canine units that have retired from service. So it's been, but most of them ended up with their handlers.
And then Councilperson Hedges.
Paired with council.
Yes.
This is Sean. On the canines, we've been pretty fortunate on their health and things like that. Some of them have worked longer than the 5 years and got to retire with their handlers. Other ones have had some health concerns that required them to retire a little bit earlier. But most of them was able to make it close to the whole 5 year mark. It just depended on the particular dog.
Councilperson Hedges. And so again, I think it's understood that we are not by law required to sell the dog, which is why we're trying to come up with an agreement that would make it work, that again fulfills all of these parameters.
Well, before we accept the motion to forward this on to a special meeting, is everyone in favor of a special meeting next Tuesday at 7?
Yes.
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 Okay.
Yes, but did we answer the question, though, about bringing the officer back? If he's not going to be with Harry, then it's, funds that we don't need to be paying?
We don't have to pay. Well, I guess, at least for me, I'm a little confused as far as we have this window where we have the handler there, and we have it. If we bring him back, we lose that window, and, we'll have to wait. But if we are going to go ahead and do this, then I can bring him back. But quite honestly, we kind of need a definitive answer tonight.
Yeah, what he's meaning that if we wait till Tuesday to get an answer, and let's say for some reason council says, no, we don't want to do that, and then we brought this handler back, that's why I was saying if this ordinance could somehow be passed tonight, that would give us direction on what to do with the handler.
It cannot be passed tonight. There needs to be an agreement wrapped around it.
Okay. David, I don't know, is there a way to get a voice vote to see who's in favor of this? If that's the case, then that would help us.
Certainly we can do that, sure, because that
would
pass.
Get...
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Sure, and then that would give us direction that then we could say if we get the consensus that says yes, we want to do this, then we could bring that handler back.
Yeah, I believe the motion to move this forward to accept the ordinance and allow the law director to draft an agreement, and then have it come back next Tuesday. And if council wants, we could probably have this special meeting on Monday at 7 instead of Tuesday, if that would be more helpful.
Sure, that'd be wonderful. Thanks.
Yeah. Is anyone not available Monday at 7 or any time Monday?
Well, it really doesn't matter Monday or Tuesday. If we can just get an idea that it's going to go to council with recommendation for passage, I think that would give us an indication that to bring our officer back from Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I agree. I think that can be done. Is there a motion?
Councilperson Hedges, I would like to make a motion that the City Council authorizes the City Law Director to enter into an agreement with the Pickaway County Sheriff's Office to finalize the details of the transfer of the canine for a purchase price of not less than $12,000.
This is Michelle Blanton, and I'll second.
Yeah. Second by Councilperson Blanton. Mrs. Chancey, roll call, please.
Blanton?
Yes.
Blanton? Brady? Oh, he's not here. Halliman?
Yes.
Hedges?
Yes.
Keller?
Yes.
Talitska?
Yes.
Tice?
Yes.
So we'll move on to a special meeting at 7 o'clock on Tuesday.